On this afternoon's commute, we reflect on Wednesday's Best of Preps Banquet, honoring the top high school athletes in the area. And we talk about the grand jury findings in the Ricky Boyd police shooting. Taking you home on the Thursday afternoon commute, I'm Adam Van Brummer, known on Twitter as @SavannahOpinion. This podcast is our daily look at who and what are making news in the Savannah area. Thank you for streaming us today. Hundreds of the Coastal Empire's top high school athletes were honored Wednesday in the 8th annual Best of Preps Banquet at the Westin Savannah Harbor Golf Resort and Spa. But it was a retired athlete that scored as the showstopper, keynote speaker and former Georgia Bulldog great David Pollack. His Q&A with event MC Frank Sulkowski captivated the audience and showed how a strong will and perseverance lead to success. Pollack, age 35, dominated in his playing career at Georgia and was an up-and-comer among defensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals, when a neck injury cut short his NFL career. He shifted his professional goals to the media, joining ESPN as a college football analyst, and is a fixture on every football fan's must-see TV show, College Game Day. The best takeaway from Pollack's comments, don't look at things based on where you are, look at things based on where you want to be. Today's sponsor is the @SavannahOpinion Twitter feed. Follow us there to keep up with the latest postings of the commute and other op-ed related matters. And tell the boss to bill me for this read. If you'd like to advertise your business here, contact Chris Corey at 912-236-9511 or chris.corey@savannahnow.com. Friday's op-ed section, both in print and online, features a column by liberal writer Eugene Robinson on how America is facing a constitutional crisis. Also, local writer Robert Palicki shares insights gleaned from a recent visit to the Georgia State Prison in Reidsville. Leading the letters to the editor is a note from Samuel Scott, who was wrongfully imprisoned in 1987 and spent 15 years in jail. Scott talks about how the grand jury system is far from foolproof. The Friday editorial, meanwhile, focuses on the Chatham County grand jury's findings in the Ricky Boyd case. The piece starts this way. The legal process does not allow for shortcuts. The Ricky Boyd shooting death demonstrates why. For 2 months, Boyd's family and their attorney, Will Claiborne, attempted to try the case in the media and the court of public opinion. They attacked the integrity of investigators, Savannah's mayor and aldermen, District Attorney Meg Heap, and any citizens who might sit on the Chatham County grand jury. They preyed on America's outrage over police shootings of African-American men and rallied media outlets nationwide to their cause, sowing unfounded distrust in local law enforcement. Now we know their actions were nothing more than theatrical grandstanding. Read more in the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com later tonight or Friday morning. Talk to you again on the Morning Commute blog Friday morning.